Welcome to Golden Talk. Equality means to me to treat everybody the same. Like, no matter their opinions, their appearance, you just have to treat everybody the same.
Even if they're from a different gender, background, race, you still treat them the same. They don't deserve to be treated differently just because of their looks or appearances.
Equality means respect and loyalty and honesty.
When everyone's treated equally but not exactly the same.
Let's say there are people with different beliefs, and even if you have a different religion to them, you still respect them with equality.
We should treat everyone with equality because we want to be treated with equality, and it just makes the world a better place.
So welcome to our Golden Talk series, where we are talking about our values within the Golden Thread Alliance, which is our multi-academy trust of 9 primary schools in the north of Kent. And today we are talking with Nicole and Jaya, who will introduce themselves in a minute, about our trust value of equality. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
And would you mind just introducing yourselves and telling us a little bit about you, your role, and how long you've worked in Golden Thread?
Well, I'm Nicole Galinis. I'm the head teacher at Rootham Road Primary School, and I am just coming up to my first anniversary at the Golden Thread Alliance.
Well, it feels as if you've been here forever, Nicole, but congratulations on making it to
a
year.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you for having me, Gary. I'm Jaya Dillon, and I have had the privilege to be a deputy head at Temple Hill Primary and join an amazing trust. I've been there for 3 years now. It feels, as you say, Gary, it feels like I've been there forever. And it's been an incredible journey throughout. It's a joy to work with some amazing people. We serve a community of diverse families from different backgrounds. And as I said, it's an absolute pleasure to work in the trust.
And do you know what, Jaya? I couldn't think of anyone better to speak about equality, because one thing that we often speak about, because we speak a lot, is the fact that this isn't your first language we're speaking in at the moment.
Not at all. It's my third language, because I come from Mauritius, and my first language is Creole, then it goes French, and English comes third. So Gary, this is what I said to you. You chose me today.
So we're going to be talking about equality today, but before we get on to some good examples of how equality is lived within our trust, what do you think makes us special as a values-led trust?
I think being a values-led trust means that, you know, we are all unified in what we're trying to achieve with the children. We're sharing those same values of respect and equality and courage and so on. And we're trying to incorporate those values into absolutely everything we do, including our policies and procedures. And most importantly, the way that we're interacting with each other as colleagues, and how we treat our pupils, expectations we have on the children as well, and for our children and for their future. It's lovely to have that at the core of everything that we do. It's a driving force for us.
Jaya?
Totally agree with you, Nicole. It's the same thing for me, that what truly sets us apart from, you know, is our unwavering commitment to our values. We're driven, and in our trust, we're not just focused on the academic success, but we also focus on nurturing the holistic development for each child. We see our values in everything that we do,
Yeah, just absolutely. Like you said, Nicole.
I mean, you both are really the longest serving members of our leadership team, because we've got head teachers and deputies that have been here almost as long as me, which is 17 years this year.
Yeah.
But do you actually think we are a values-led trust?
Yeah, I believe so. It's something that comes up a lot when we're talking as leadership teams, when we're talking to our staff, in things that you say, Gary, when you lead your meetings with all of our staff. And I think it's something that we always come back to.
Yeah.
So it's not something that's said once at the beginning of a year and then forgotten about. It's not something that's just on a poster somewhere and that ticks a box. It is actually something that is brought into everything that we do. So I would definitely say yes.
Agree, totally. Staff, parents, the community as well. So it's the same message, same core values, or, you know, we see that everywhere in everything that we do.
Brilliant. Let's talk about equality then, because I think certainly when we were a few years younger in our journey, we were known quite well for our value of equality. But what does the value of equality mean to you personally within Golden Thread? Jaya?
Yeah. For me, equality means ensuring that every child, no matter their background, opportunities, they get the same opportunities and support to thrive. And in my role, I see equality not just as a principle, but it's in what we do. It's in practicing what we believe in. And it's about creating an environment where all our students feel valued, heard, respected. And personally, I'm really committed to actively addressing any barriers that prevent our children from experiencing equal opportunities. And again, coming from a different background myself, you know, I understand, you know, sometimes the barriers that people face and our children face. So for us, it's about being inclusive. So that's what we believe. And that's why when I joined the trust, one of the key reasons was the values that made me really, you know, choose the right, your trust, or our trust, I should say.
Brilliant. Nicole?
Was a head teacher, the value of equality really is fundamental to creating a really positive, inclusive and supportive environment for all of our students. Jaya mentioned there about allowing all pupils to be able to thrive. And I think that is absolutely essential in what my role is to make sure that is happening, regardless of background, race, gender.
Your school's quite diverse, isn't
it? We're incredibly diverse. And so it does sort of come in very naturally, I would say. And I would say in Jaya's school as well, in Temple Hill, we've got quite similar cohorts of children and families. So I think it's about, for us, making sure we've got a real culture of respect and tolerance, and the diversity is really celebrated, and that, you know, everyone feels valued. And I think, you know, in many schools, we teach children things from history. We teach them about, you know, people who've stood up for their rights and fought for equality. But I think for us, more as a trust, and certainly in our schools, it's more about bringing that back to the reality of what that's like for our children and our families, and not just thinking about what Martin Luther King did, or, you know, the suffragettes and how they've fought for us and done an amazing job. But there's still a journey to go in our country and across the world, and we need to help to raise that generation that are going to take it that next step forward.
Do you know, I remember visiting Rutan Road and talking to a little girl who had been who was Ukrainian, and she had come to Rutan Road, and the level of support she was getting and the sort of care and love that she received, I think, was really typical of the values of your school.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that we do hear a lot from our new pupils that arrive. We have very high mobility, and very, very quickly, when we have somebody new come in, regardless of where they come from, whether they speak a little bit of English, no English, or they're fluent, the same feedback tends to come, that they're made to feel welcome, that everyone is really kind and caring, and very respectful of everybody's differences, and that they are celebrated. And I think our environment at Rutan Road is very much about that. The children will come to us and ask for, can we do an assembly on Ramadan? Can we have an assembly on Holi? Because they're the things that they're celebrating. And we embrace that. So absolutely. And will you help me with it? You know, because, you know, we're not the gurus of knowing all of these different cultures and traditions and things. They are. They're the ones that know and want to share. And that's a really big part of what we do at Rutan Road.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful to see. But I tell you one thing I love at Temple Hill, and that is quite regularly you have your food sharing.
We do. That's one of the key events that we have as well. I was just smiling when you were talking, Lethal, because when you were speaking, it felt like you were talking about Temple Hill.
Yes.
Very similar. So similar. And yeah, as Gary mentioned, the food sharing event is one of the key events. We do different ones to get our community together, and it's such a success. We have families bringing different food from around the world, and then we put it outside, share, and just to get to know each other as well, you know, again showing that respect, and it's a great feel, you know. It's
and actually some really good food as well.
That's the best part.
You've talked a lot about pupils, but our trust isn't just about the pupils. It is about the community, but also about our amazing colleagues. And within our trust, we've got over 750 colleagues, really diverse, wide range of backgrounds. Can you think of a time when a member of your team has shown the value of equality, or something you'd like to tell us about a member of your team?
To be honest, I think it's actually hard to think of a time when that hasn't happened, when they haven't celebrated differences and treated everyone equally. It's ingrained. It is part of what everybody does because of having such a diverse community.
Yeah.
It's a very special place to be, and I'm sure that's the same at Temple Hill. You know, the children and the staff alike love to share their own beliefs, their own traditions, cultures, languages. And we have a number of children, obviously, with SEN as well. And I think our staff are very, very good at taking on anything and everything that needs doing for those children. We have some children that have some real challenges being in a mainstream school, but we know that that's the way things have gone now. And our staff have taken that on board, and I've seen an amazing amount of effort that's gone in this year, in particular with some children that are waiting for places in special schools, but we know they're limited. Mm-hmm. But the staff will go above and beyond, adapting absolutely anything and everything to enable that child to really thrive and to reach their full potential. I actually struggle with that question because I couldn't just pick out one lovely shining example, really.
So I think you're reading my mind here. Like everything you say, I'm thinking, Nicole, that's what I'm going about to say. Because as you said, Nicole, it was really difficult, Gary, to just pinpoint one person or one, you know, because it's such, there's so many different amazing people in our school. So I did find it difficult. However, for me, one of the moments would be, one of the heartwarming moments, I would say, was when one of our children who has high SEN needs came to my office and confidently read his writing, his piece of writing, beaming with pride. And the child joined our school 2 years ago with very little skills and confidence. And again, the reason why I say can't pinpoint one person, behind the success of that child, there were a number of key adults who worked day in, day out, supported him, made him feel valued, and for him to become the confident young man that he is today. So I am incredibly proud of him and all the adults that we have in school. And as you said yourself, our staff work above and they go above and beyond to help everyone, not just children, families, each other, you know, helps you support each other. That's one of the many examples I could think of.
I mean, I think, you know, when we talk about equality, we think about different family types. We talk about adopted kids and children in care. We talk about different ethnicities, different skin colour, gender. We talk about all sorts of different differences that make us unique and the variety within our schools. And there has been, there's been criticism at times of that because we put a lot of value on that, don't we, in terms of a trust. I remember one person who I won't name called us, you know, irrelevant woke organisation that just focused on equality and not on what schools are really for. But I think teaching this is really important in schools. What do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, Jaya herself has spoken about, you know, being her third language, which is amazing. You know, people wouldn't necessarily know, but I come from an immigrant background, and if my family hadn't been treated with equality, then I wouldn't be here today. You know, that I think we want to live in a society where everybody is celebrated and everybody has the opportunity that they rightly deserve. So I definitely wouldn't say it's woke. It's about being good human beings and celebrating everybody, no matter what.
And, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, when I do my sort of stand-up meetings for the whole staff, and there's something that's stuck with me over the years, which is I genuinely would rather develop in our schools an okay writer that is a good human rather than a brilliant writer that has no humanity, right? And so I think that's the key for us. So final question before we wrap up is, we do this a lot, right? We focus on equality a lot. So we run all sorts of events through the year. We celebrate Black History Month. We celebrate Pride. We do all of those things. But what more could we be doing, do you think, in order to promote equality even more within our trust?
Oh, I think what we could do, we already do a lot of things. We could create more opportunities for open dialogue where children can express themselves and feel heard.
So even more than we do already.
Absolutely. As I say, Gary, it's difficult to think of anything because we do so much already.
Amazing. Nicole?
Again, as Jaya said, we do so much already. Two things that I think of. One is obviously fundamental British values. And I know that within schools, we all teach our children about British values. But when we look at that in terms of equality and diversity, about looking at those comparisons across the world and within those different cultures that our children come from, are we able to compare like what things are like here in Britain with what things are like in other parts of the world in terms of, you know, democracy and their rights and responsibilities and so on. But also that tolerance and that respect for each other is a fundamental British value.
Yeah.
So making sure that that is really embedded into everybody's curriculum and isn't just a tokenistic thing that's added on.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would say is the equity side of things, and making sure all of our pupils within the Trust have access to the same things. And let's face it, we've got a group of schools that are all quite different.
Yeah.
And I know I've been to Temple Hill, who've got the most amazing outside spaces, and it's huge. And then I compare that to what we have at Rooton Road, which, you know,
isn't so huge.
We're incredibly urban. We're right in the middle of town, not huge.
Yeah.
We don't have a playing field. We don't have those outside spaces for doing sport and so on. We don't have sports coaches and things like that. So are we presenting an equal opportunity for all of our children within the Trust? And I just think that might be something to look at moving forward. How can we provide equity for all of our children in all of our schools?
And I feel as if you've turned that completely around on me. And
you've asked a question and you've put
that to me to solve. And it is a real, don't apologise. No, absolutely. Look, I think the real benefit of this morning's conversation has been that we've really been able to identify the similarities that are there between each of our schools, even though they are so different. And if you walked into Temple Hill and then into Rooton Road, they are so different in terms of geography, in terms of age of building, in terms of the makeup of the staff. But we do absolutely, and I believe this genuinely, share that value of equality. So thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome too.